This is Cap Radio News. Some housing developers in Sacramento are thinking small, really small, to solve the region's lack of affordable homes. They're building micro-apartments, some smaller than 300 square feet. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols takes us on a tour.
It is a little crowded in here. It's a tiny little space.
That's Cesar LeVay inside his 267-square-foot apartment at Sonrisa, a new affordable housing community in downtown Sacramento, two blocks from the state capitol.
It's not a whole lot of space to sit down or do anything like that.
That's okay.
LeVay's space is tiny, but he makes the most of it. His Murphy bed folds up into the wall and transforms into a couch.
Yes, yeah, so this will just go up like this.
Leaving him just steps from his fridge, microwave, and induction stove.
Two steps to the kitchen, and I think that's kind of the way I prefer it at the moment.
At the moment, the 20-year-old LeVay says he's lucky just to have this small space. He pays a little more than $800 a month in rent, about $1,000 below the average apartment rent, in a region that has a shortfall of tens of thousands of affordable homes. LeVay, who makes $17.50 an hour as a tailor, says he and other young renters don't have a lot of options right now.
It's not that nobody wants to have a big house and kids and things like that. It's that it's become so completely unaffordable and so far out of anybody else's reach that we literally just cannot touch it. That's like dreaming for touching the stars.
Housing experts say micro apartments can help with the affordability crisis. But as projects like Sonrisa move forward, cities should make sure they maintain health, safety, and quality of life standards, says Lakshmi Ramasubramanian, an urban planning professor at San Jose State.
We do have to think about how small is too small, because the way people use their home has changed over the past several years. It's amplified through the pandemic, people work from home.
But UC Davis law professor Chris Elmendorf, who researches California's housing crisis, says given the state's dire lack of affordable homes, going small makes sense.
I don't see size as being a health or safety issue, right? Particularly when the alternative is a tent, right? We know that it's not safe to live in a tent on the street.
Sacramento's city code requires a minimum 150 square feet of living space in so-called efficiency units. They must also provide a kitchen and bathroom and house no more than two people. Supporters of micro apartments say they help more than just young renters. They're also an affordable option for older residents on a fixed income, for single parents, and for people with disabilities who need to access downtown services.
I think we have a lot of one- and two-person households that are looking for affordable places to live, and it's really hard to do without a second income or a roommate.
That's Danielle Foster. She heads the public agency that developed Sonrisa and opened it in March. To live at the complex, tenants must make between 40 and 60% of the area median income. Foster says there's nothing small about the demand for the project's 58 apartments, which are all full.
We have a waiting list of over 860 households right now just for this location. And so we know there's a great need and a great demand for more housing of this type.
Back inside his apartment, LeVay says that massive waiting list reinforces how fortunate he is to have a home.
This was like a diamond, literally, in the rough. I could not have found something better.
LeVay adds, he can't afford to leave anytime soon. Chris Nichols, Cap Radio News.